Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 11. The Soul Sand Valley is listening. We're almost at the end of the season, you and me. Tomorrow is the big morning. But tonight comes first, the way the quietest hour comes right before the light. Tonight is about the valley that hears everything, including, as it turns out, you. The Soul Sand Valley is the strangest, stillest country in the Nether. You come down into it out of the red lands and everything changes at once. The light goes pale blue. The sound goes soft, like snow has fallen, though nothing falls here. Great ribs of old bone arch over the dunes. Little blue fires burn here and there on the sand with nothing feeding them. They've burned that way forever, and the sand itself. Well, the sand has faces. Travelers find that part spooky and walk faster, which is the wrong way around, because the valley is the least dangerous place in the Nether, and the faces are the reason why. Look closer at one. Go on, the story will hold your hand. See? Eyes gently closed, or gently open. Mouths a little round, like singers holding a long soft note. Not trapped. Not sad. Concentrating, every face in the Soul Sand Valley is listening, and they have been listening, very carefully, since before the forgetting began. Here's what nobody up in the bright lands knows. When the bedrock sang its song, back at the beginning of everything, the song needed somewhere to land. Songs do. So the valley grew the faces the way a garden grows flowers. Thousands of patient listeners, all turned toward the world, holding still so they could catch every note. And when the song went quiet and the ages rolled by, the faces just kept listening, because that was what they were grown to do. They listened to the strider's feet. They listened to the bastion's rising. The morning the forgetting came, they listened to every name as it fell, and they did something about it that not even the lava knew, until this year. They wrote everything down. Not with pens. The valley writes the way it does everything, slowly, softly, in its own materials. Every kind thing the faces have ever heard is recorded in the curl of the dunes, in the angle of the old bone arches, in the patterns the sand settles into when nothing seems to be moving it. The whole valley is one enormous page, writing itself for 1,000 years. The lava keeps the things themselves. You've seen the rose in the quiet place. But the valley keeps the record, the long, true diary of everything worth hearing, so that nothing would ever have to be taken on memory alone. And the little blue fires? This is my favorite part. Lean close. The blue fires are the valley's bookmarks. Each one burns over a spot where something especially worth keeping was heard. There's one burning right now over the dune that heard Gruff carry the lost piglin child home. There's one for the spot where the small strider made its first crossing, the valley heard its brave little heart from across the sea. There's a very old, very steady one above the place that once heard a name singer at a gate at dusk, singing somebody home to supper. Sorrel, Sorrel, the fire has held that bookmark for 1,000 years, waiting for last night, when the name finally went home and the page could glow again. And here's the thing about the blue fires, the thing that makes the valley matter to you. If you ever stand beside one, in a game, in a story, in a dream, it works in all three, and whisper something to it, the fire remembers. That's what they're for. Whisper a wish, a worry, a name you love, a thing you did today that nobody noticed. The fire doesn't judge and the fire doesn't tell. It just adds your whisper to the long, true diary, marks the page, and burns a little warmer for having it. Pale blue fire remembers what you whispered to it. Forever. The faces will hold the note. So nothing kind is ever wasted in the nether. It can't be. The system won't allow it. Somebody sees you, somebody hears you, somebody writes it down, the noticers in the sky, the keeper in the deep, the listeners in the sand. Getting noticed isn't something that happens to the lucky ones. In this world, it's the law. Tonight, the whole valley is busier than it has been in 1,000 years, in its slow blue way. News came in on the wind, the test worked. Sorrel turned toward home. All across the dunes, the faces are humming, you need strider feet to feel it, and the blue fires are standing up taller, one by one, like candles on a cake being lit. The record is ready. The rows in the deep are ready. Marrow's map is glowing along every line at once now, and there's no one in the tower room to see it, but it doesn't matter anymore. It was never glowing for an audience. It was counting down. Everything the nether ever lost is packed and waiting at the door, like luggage before the best trip. The valley listens, and writes the very last line of the long diary's first volume, and the line says, "Tomorrow." You can sleep fast or slow tonight, the valley will listen either way. Whisper one thing into the dark, if you want. A blue fire somewhere just got warmer. Tomorrow, the names come back. Good night.